This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. I hope you all had a good weekend. I had a fantastic weekend. I'm a happy girl. I did not end up going to Utah to get my nails done, things like that. I stayed at home. We're still, I think, on a stay-at-home order in Nevada, but I want to keep the economy. I want to, you know, put money back into Nevada once Nevada gets to reopen. So I'm waiting. Hopefully we'll get stuff done soon, but I ended up not, you know, making a trek out to another state. A lot of people did, though. Pretty slammed. All the hotels were taken up, and it's crazy. It's a crazy time. So, we need to now talk about a reality that's happening where you have business owners, you have employees that are starting to be kind of at each other's throat. Shouldn't be like that, okay? Most business owners, they love their employees. They love them. We talked about the big dilemma we have that needs to get fixed where with this payment protection loan program, once a small business owner gets funds, they have a certain window of time to spend those funds. If not, they have to pay them back plus interest. So they're hiring their staff back. Staff doesn't want to come back. Staff's like, no, because we're not even open yet, so I won't make tips. I won't make money. I'm going to stay on unemployment. It's got a cush right now. Or people say, I'm too scared. I'm too scared to go back to work. I don't think I'll be protected. Okay. So then an employer has to do their due diligence and say, look, I offered them their job. They didn't want it. That's considered now a quit. And now, unfortunately, the employee can lose their benefits. So whereas we were supposed to be a team, small business owners and their employees, we have this unfortunate position we're in where, you know, you either get penalized for not hiring them back or the employee gets penalized for not wanting to take their job back. And I'm hearing from a lot of small business owners because I talk to a lot of people. I'm a little bit extroverted. I've become more introverted lately as I age. And I'm starting to hear people say, to heck with it. Now, that's a very, very, translated for radio version. But to heck with it is what I'm hearing from business owners. If they can't get their employees to come back to work, if they're going to be forced to operate at a loss, some of them say, can't do it. There's a Mexican restaurant in my neck of the woods, Ricardo's. I love Ricardo's. It has been a great, I would meet students there because they had a great happy hour and it was a fantastic place. It wasn't expensive. It was fantastic food. I've been going to Ricardo's for decades. They're done. They're done. That with the new rules and the new guidelines, there's no way for them to do it. You could only do so much. You could only break the back of so many people. And so we're being asked about, well, what's going on with the doctor's offices? What's going on with the dentist's office? We're seeing them reopen, you know, limited. But again, if doctors and dentists can't get staff to come back, because again, you know, whether it's they're more comfortable at home, they feel safer at home, it's better money at home, your doctor's going to say to heck with it. There's a headline about telehealth, and if telehealth is going to replace your doctor, we've talked about this for a year or two because I've been doing telemedicine, and yes, most of you have noticed your doctor replaced. But I don't want to pin this on you guys, okay? I'm happy. I love my life. I the way things have turned out in terms of my career and being able to help people online and help people in states I would have never thought I'd be licensed into, I'm blessed. However, if you've lost your doctor, if you're about to lose your teacher, if you're about to lose your dentist, if you're about to lose your favorite restaurant, it is on you. You didn't complain. You didn't say anything. you didn't demand that there be more transparency with everything going on. And so if you liked having that neighborhood doctor or that dentist or that, you know, that restaurant, and they're closing because of this, it's part on you. Same thing with telemedicine. I mean, many of you decided now I'm not going to have a regular doctor. I'm just going to go as I want. Now that pre-existing conditions are covered, I'll just pick and choose when to see a doctor when I want to. I don't really need to have a relationship with them. Well, once you lost that relationship, you don't have a relationship with one. And and for those of you going, look, I'm tired of doing the same story, you know, all over again. I'm tired of, you know, asking somebody who doesn't know me over the phone to believe me when I'm telling them I have this condition. Well, that's on you. All right? You didn't fight to keep the primary care doctor. You didn't fight to keep your restaurant. You didn't fight to keep your dentist. You didn't fight to keep your teacher. If there's a good teacher out there, and she's been teaching your kids in grade school or in whatever, you might want to fight for that teacher. Because that teacher is going to lose her job. People are losing their jobs. What this coronavirus pandemic did is give business owners a way of seeing what things could be like if they had people work from home or work on a computer or if they downsized their office building or if they downsized their staff. And the computer technology has taken over everything. And it's taken over medicine. Who would have thunk? Now, we still need doctors to do pap smears. We still need doctors to do, you know, surgeries and all that. We still need dentists. But with the way we have all these new guidelines going, sorry, you're going to have to wear a mask. Sorry, you're going to have, you know, space in between. Sorry, you're not going to be able to do cleanings with ultrasonic equipment, or you're not going to be able to blow dry a person's hair. You're not going to. I am hearing employees and employers say, screw it. And again, that's, again, a nicer version of it. And again, I might be doing well. I may be really, really blessed. Thank God. A lot of people out there, they're going to try and make it work. But that's not what I'm hearing, people. All right? I need you to listen to the unspoken voices that don't get to be heard. And there are a lot of businesses out there that they might give it a try that first week or two. Meanwhile, we're being bombarded with this threat of coronavirus is coming back. You know, expect we're going to do this again in October. And my guess is the average company may say, you want to know what? BK me. Fine. To heck with it. So if you don't want to lose your doctor, if you don't want to lose your stylist, if you don't want to lose that restaurant, if you don't want to lose your teacher, and you don't like what's going on, and you think some of this is being done halfway, you need to step up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Man, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. But many of you listen to us delayed, and we have an answer line for you guys to call in with your questions. So let's go there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Okay, first time caller. If I did have a question, it would be, what the heck, after all this time, is my exact amount of elevated risk just on account of having hypertension? And I'm only in my mid-50s. And why doesn't anyone know the answer to that yet? Even a ballpark figure. I got through to the CDC 4 weeks ago. They didn't know. I asked three nurses standing outside of Valley Hospital taking a smoke break. They didn't know. Oh, come on. I mean, enough crunch, enough data, and something? Does that mean I have a 5% chance of dying instead of less than 1%? I don't know. Okay. Well, Michael in downtown Las Vegas. Bye.
Oh, man. You know, it's interesting. It's you're 1,000% correct. You won't get an answer. No, nobody's going to give you a percentage of if you have high blood pressure, if you have a 28.7% risk or a 32.9% risk, because the numbers are all blurred. And so the reason is, and I know you're not going to like this answer because it's going to sound like we're beating around the bush, but this is why if I had the numbers in front of me and I had a calculator, I couldn't give you a number. Because if somebody, let's say, has high blood pressure, they might also have, let's say, you know, heart disease. They might also, let's say, have diabetes. They might also, let's say, have high cholesterol. And so you rarely have somebody with just high blood pressure. And then how much high blood pressure? Is it just mildly high blood pressure or is it a lot of high blood pressure? So the questions people want to ask is, number one is, if I have high blood pressure, am I more at risk for getting the virus? Or two, if I have high blood pressure, am I more at risk to die? Do we with high blood pressure have an easier time getting the virus? Or do we have just an easier time, it's just we're more likely to get sick? That we're not getting an answer to. Because they believe that a lot of us can get it. And a lot of us can't, and they haven't figured that out. They started to look at those who were taking ACE inhibitors. Remember a few months ago, they were looking at those who take ACE inhibitors. It's a medication for high blood pressure, and they found that there might be a correlation. Well, that's been debunked. And so if you do take certain high blood pressure medications, it will not increase your risk. So we got some good news, meaning those people on high blood pressure medications aren't necessarily capturing the virus more. So that's good news. But it still makes you wonder, well, okay, so what? If I have high blood pressure, do I not go to work? So where we're moving with these reopenings and with, you know, future risk is, if you're at high risk, stay home. If you're not at high risk, be out there in the work field. I don't know if you guys saw that meme. It was one of those phones where you don't push the button, it dials. It's. I remember this as a little girl. You would stick your finger in a circle, and it would go, you know, there, and then go back, and then back when you would dial a number. And if you had to start with 9, it would go all the way, and then you had to wait for it to go all the way back to dial again. And so there's a meme out where if you remember having a phone like that and using a phone like that, you're in the high-risk group, and stay the heck home. Of course, I'm screaming it and editing out any cuss words because there were cuss words in the meme. But and people make fun of it and, you know, whatever, saying, all right, well, stay home. All right, a lot of people have high blood pressure. Being in your 40s and 50s, you're still young. You're middle age. Do you really need to be considered high risk if you have high blood pressure? Well, we still don't know. After all these months, we don't know. And why don't we know? Well, because protocols and procedures were screwed up. You know, we got taken by storm with this virus while we were dealing with flu, while we were dealing with pneumonia, heart disease, etc. And we were told in the medical field to not turn people down if they thought they had coronavirus. Also, to not charge them. Remember, we had that one person that called in going, look, I walked into a hospital and I got a $2,000 bill. I just wanted to know if I had coronavirus or not. So to heck with that. So hospitals and medical offices, you know, they were going to get reimbursed or have some sort of financial protection with the millions of people wanting to know if they had coronavirus. The problem is in order for them to get that protection, they would have to use that code. They'd have to use the code saying, look, okay, you have to give me some financial relief. I saw this person for free. You know, they had coronavirus. They didn't have insurance. They, you know, because there's tons of people uninsured. So they had to use that code. So now we have thousands upon thousands of presumed cases or presumed deaths, and not all of them have gotten tested. So when you ask, you know, and understandably so, you know, how much at risk am I having high blood pressure? I can't use these numbers. I have no idea what numbers to trust. So we've had 68,999 total deaths. That's almost 70,000 deaths in the United States, which is tragic. All right? We are assuming That 70,000 number is people coming in, going, you know what, I had a cough, I'm having some trouble breathing, I think I'm getting worse. They go, well, come in here, let me test you. Oh, wow, looks like you're coronavirus positive. You're getting worse. Let's put you in the hospital. And then they unfortunately just stay in the hospital, they don't get better, and they die. We are assuming that's what that number is. What that number might really be is, we got a code, I need all hands on deck, you know, code, you know, and the code red, and everybody's kind of doing the CPR and all that, and they're like, you know, what happened? Well, we think he had a heart attack, or, you know, we think he had a blood clot. You know, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't save him. Let's just check him for coronavirus. Maybe he had coronavirus. Okay. And then he's coronavirus positive. Oh, this could be a coronavirus death. Now, I don't criticize him for doing that. I'd like to know if coronavirus caused this person's heart attack, but it's really hard to tell post-mortem. It's hard to tell that until we have better testing. So are any of these numbers usable? Unfortunately, these are the only numbers we have, and we're going to be forced to use them. So this number of close to 70,000 deaths in the United States, that's a number we have to go with. Whether they were tested for coronavirus or not, and we know the majority of them weren't, because there weren't enough tests when these people died. And the CDC said, look, if you think it's coronavirus, you can still put it on the death certificate. And again, they're not wrong. You know, they're not wrong. The hospitals are not wrong to add it as a code if they think it was coronavirus related. The CDC is not wrong saying, look, if you think this is coronavirus related and you weren't able to test them, you could still put possible coronavirus on the death certificate. They're not wrong. They're 1,000% correct in doing that. Where things are wrong is if we're going to use those numbers and call them something that they're not. This quote-unquote 70,000, you know, number needs to be dissected and columnized into telling us, okay, well, how many of them were best guesses? How many of them were honest to God tested positive and we saw them start to deteriorate in the hospital? And how many of them had a heart attack or flu-related thing or something, but they also coincidentally had a coronavirus test? That's what that number needs to be divided up into. And then we could start using that data. It's really simple, people. But it's a mess. Nobody wants to admit, well, you know, we took our best guess. And so we, you know, slapped the coronavirus, you know, diagnosis on the paper. And like I said, they're allowed to do that. I will defend any hospital that had to do that. Because if it was coronavirus related, they can't, you know, all the hospitals would have gone under. And they stayed open. God bless them. But then don't use that number and throw it in our face and saying, okay, you see how many people died of coronavirus? Okay, say we have 10,000 presumed, 20,000 coincidental, 40,000 directly deteriorated from coronavirus. Then give us those numbers. And then when we do get those 40,000 or that dissection, we look at how many of them have high blood pressure. It's a simple spreadsheet. Simple spreadsheet, people. And if you've never used Excel, it's really easy. Okay, I've never took an Excel class in my life. I've self-taught. I probably don't use it the way I should. But honestly, it's not that hard. Okay, did this person have high blood pressure? Did this person have diabetes? Did this person have, you know, his flu shot? Did this person, you know, have underlying heart conditions? You know, did this person have Syndrome X? Very simple to do. Did this person start having chest pain and cough and shortness of breath before the heart attack, or did they just have a heart attack? See? It's simple to do, and then we'll get some of these answers, questions answered. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tyson's largest pork-producing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, is back running with limited production. Tyson's Shane Miller says employees will have to wear masks and have their temperatures taken upon arriving for work.
We're taking all the precautions that are possible to ensure that our team members are taken care of and that they're safe before they're coming to work.
Billionaire Mark Cuban says people are putting their money into the stock market because it remains the safest place to store it. That's how he's justifying the major stock indexes soaring on the same day that the government reports millions of more Americans have lost their jobs.
Where else would you put your money? You know, putting it in the bank as interest rates decline, you know, maybe there's going to be inflation. That's a concern. And so there aren't any choices. You know, that's why the money's going into the stock market.
Cuban speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. A strike by some essential workers in the Windy City's been averted. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area and around the state of Illinois were going to be going on strike, but staffers at dozens of facilities avoided the stoppage by reaching a tentative agreement with nursing home owners for a 2-year deal. The deal would provide them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three of JetBlue's New York-themed airplanes will do a low-altitude flyover over the city today as a salute to healthcare workers doing battle against the coronavirus. Healthcare workers in New York say they're moved that the airline is doing something to honor them.
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative that they would consider this and honor the healthcare workers.
The salute in New York is expected to begin at 7 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so J. Crew. I didn't really buy a lot of clothes from J. Crew. I'm more of a Ross and TJ Maxx kind of girl. I stopped buying clothes at malls because you had to get out of your car, you had to go into a mall, you had to, you know, run into other people, and then they could see that you were buying from the sale rack. I'm like, heck with that. Please, I could go into Ross and TJ Maxx and just buy on sale. Well, J. Crew Group, which operates J. Crew and Madwell Brands, has become the first national U.S. retailer to file for bankruptcy protection since the coronavirus pandemic forced a wave of store closures. The clothing retailer said Monday that it has filed to begin Chapter 11 proceedings in federal bankruptcy court in the Eastern District of Virginia. The company also said that it had reached a deal with its leaders to convert about $1.65 billion of debt into equity. They expect to stay in business and emerge from bankruptcy as a profitable company. Madewell, the Madewell, the fast-growing denim brand. See, my jean-wearing days are kind of over. Jeans used to look really, really good before you had a baby. After you had a baby, it's kind of hard to do. I have a couple pairs of jeans. I just don't look like I used to in them, you know, and that's kind of hard because I used to look good in jeans. So, sorry, Madewell. They are going to remain part of the business. The bankruptcy filing doesn't necessarily mean the company is going out of business, but many firms are using bankruptcy to shed debt and other liabilities they can't afford while closing unprofitable operations. So people having stock, obviously, are going to lose out. Employees are going to lose as they restructure. It's not going to be a pretty time. Many stores obviously have been closed by quarantine, stay-at-home orders, and the big thing that retailers are dealing with is even when they do reopen, are you going to see a flood of people coming in? Or are they going to still stay online? Now, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the fear that people have to go out there and go out to work. This is something that has been kind of plaguing the last couple weeks of business owners trying to get back to work. And I don't want somebody accused of lying, you know, just wanting to stay home on unemployment. I don't want to accuse them of that. I think there are people still afraid of this coronavirus. But I'm not really sure how we move forward from this. You know, when I'm hearing people say, look, I am not going back if my employer wants me to, because I don't feel it's safe. I don't think the government or the companies know what they're talking about. Now, okay, on one end, okay, we're hearing that airlines are saying it's safe to fly again. Cruise lines are going to reopen in August. And, you know, when you hear people go, well, it's safe, that's not very reassuring, especially we're hearing that cases are still rising. We're still having death tolls rising. Again, you know, we're on the assumption that the numbers are correct. So if cases are still rising and we still have outbreaks and we're still dealing with a pandemic, I don't think I would, as a company, use the term, quote unquote, safe. On the flip side, okay, having been at home and rarely on the freeways and rarely on the streets, I've noticed, thank God, that I've put my life less at risk. I'm not walking into a bank and then possibly it being held up. I'm not hopefully being at higher risk for a car accident. I'm not being around other people that could have tuberculosis, that could have pneumonia, that could have MRSA. So when somebody tells me they're afraid to leave their house because of coronavirus, then, you know, the answer, you know, is, I get you. I get it. You know, but know that you're never going to be safe. I mean, you are going to have to one day leave your house to go to a grocery store or to go walk into a hospital and see somebody that's sick in the hospital. You're putting yourself at risk. You've been putting yourself at risk for decades. And so I'm a little nervous about how we have all this paranoia. And mind you, coronavirus was scary. And I get it. I'm a doctor. So it's like, you know, we have this other sort of X-ray vision, figuratively, knowing that there's a whole crap load of stuff out there. I mean, every time I walked into, you know, a nail salon place, I would bring my own instruments that I autoclaved. I'd wear a mask. I would wear a mask because I didn't want to breathe in, you know, the stuff from the acrylic. But, you know, I'd be like, you know what? I don't know if that's that. Yeah, you know, I'd look at the way, you know, certain nail salons did things. And I'm like, you know, I hope those are sterile. I hope those are autoclaved. And most of the health departments were on top of it. So now we've stepped it up a little bit. There's going to be more, you know, cleaning. There's going to be more disinfecting. And I'm a fan of that. What I'm not a fan of is hearing people say, I am not going to put my life on the line and go out in public. Yet, they still go to the store. They're still, you know, going outside and, you know, talking to neighbors and they're, so you need to explain to me. So you're not going to go to work ever? Well, I don't want to put my life at risk. Well, you're going to have to get to a car. I mean, you got into a car now to go to Walmart. You got to, you know, And, you know, whether coronavirus comes back next year or not, in which we think it will, we also have flu. We also have MRSA. I mean, you know, when people keep bringing up the flu and everybody gets mad that people do that, it's not that we are comparing the coronavirus to the exact same, you know, DNA or shape as flu. We know they're different. What we were comparing, and I said this right out the gate, is, you know, all right, everybody, we've all been exposed to deadly viruses this whole time. And I love the idea of us protecting ourselves, and I get that we'll shut down, but you're going to have to we're going to have to come out of our shells. I mean, there's bacteria and fungi and viruses all the time. I mean, if we didn't panic and shut down schools when kids died of flu, and we would have flu deaths, hundreds of pediatric flu deaths a year, schools weren't closed. With no pediatric deaths, with coronavirus, schools closed. And I get it, we had to protect the adults, but I'm looking at this as, well, then I don't know how you guys are going to go through next flu season without closing down. And so it's going to take us as a country to say, okay, you want to know what? We are going to have to be okay with being exposed to certain bacteria, viruses. We have to be okay with that at some point, or we're never going to open. You know, you see these memes where, you know, people are in line at a Walmart or at Costco, but they aren't allowed to camp. So there's these memes going, okay, so it's unsafe to camp, but this is allowed. This is safe. And you see people just standing in line. You know, it was kind of arbitrary. There was not really a lot of rhyme or reason, except, well, you know, maybe we'll have government workers or, you know, workers attending to the national parks off. We'll just start, you know, and I get it. Maybe they thought they'd lose money. But what they decided to restrict wasn't pretty consistent. Bars could be, or alcohol stores could be open, marijuana stores could be open, but dentists, no. You know, and it's frustrating. So, we're going to start seeing a wave of lawsuits. By the way, we're going to be talking about that. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits. There's going to be more bankruptcies. There's going to be this frustration of how are we supposed to, you know, see two people an hour? How are we supposed to see the, you know, they're saying it's never going to be like it was. Okay, you need to really clarify that. So while we had swine flu, while there was avian flu, while there was MERS, while there was the previous SARS, we were all in bars. We were at sporting events. Now, what the average American is thinking is, okay, we'll just have to sit 6 feet apart, and they'll let us go back, and then eventually they're going to let us go back, and then we'll go to 5 feet apart, then 4 feet apart, and then eventually we'll all go back to normal. Do you think so? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Gosh, I'm a little itchy. All right. And all this hand sanitizer and alcohol-based stuff. And, yeah, I know. Somebody asked me that. If you drink a lot of alcohol, will it just kind of come out into the skin? No, that doesn't work. Good question, though. We had to say goodbye to Don Shula yesterday, who had died at the age of 90, leader of the undefeated Dolphins. A lot of us fell in love with the Dolphins when we were younger. And part of the reason was because of Don Shula. So it was an era of football we're never going to see again. And it was sad to see him go. He died at age 90. NFL has made some announcements that they are going to cut international games for the 2020 season. NFL is kind of grappling with how to deal with this new norm. I hate that term, the new norm, but we have to say it. You know, of how they're going to have to deal with stadium seating and games and, you know, cheerleaders and pyramids. I don't think anybody does pyramids with NFL, but, you know, how do you social distance in a tackle? You know, I mean, how do you, I don't, you know, if you have to sack a quarterback, how do you do that with 6 feet distancing? I mean, do they have to wear masks underneath their masks? I'm not really sure what sports are going to have to do. Hollywood is grappling with how do we do a love scene? How do we do a sex scene? You know, I've in my head, you know, choreographed what a love scene with me and Viggo Mortensen would be. And I don't think we're ever apart 6 feet the whole movie. Yeah, 6 millimeters. I don't think it's just the whole movie. So, you know, joking aside, this is some serious stuff. And my question to you guys is, do you think we will ever go back to restaurants, to movie theaters, to concerts, to clubs, to bars, to pubs, to airline lines, to theme parks, Disneyland? Do you think this will all blow over? And we'll eventually be there. Or do you think we are going to be forced into this new norm? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. We need to decide this now. Because media outlets or Dr. Fauci or whoever is saying, guys, this is the new norm. Governor Sisolak had his, I apologize, my nose is running. Governor Sisolak had his press briefing last week when he told all of us we could play pickleball. And when people were asking about salons, you know, and restaurants and all that, he's like, don't expect it to be like it was. There's a new norm. And even though he had us and he engaged us and he had a better speech. He lost me. It was like somebody ripping out my heart. When he emphasized what everybody else was emphasized, this is the new norm. And I think we need to be very careful. We are talking with extreme caution using that term new norm. Because what you're telling me as a consumer or as a business owner is we will be taking a loss. I mean, we're seeing J. Crew file for bankruptcy. We're seeing other people file for bankruptcy. We're hearing companies are going to start to sue if they haven't already. You know, because, I mean, people aren't going to go under without a fight. But if you're telling salon owners or restaurant owners or, you know, vendors in sports stadiums that there's going to have to be 6 feet. I mean, lines are already plaguing a lot of people. Lines and wait times and, you know. And now you're telling us that we have to multiply that by 6 or whatever to have a 6 feet distance. Or you have to stop taking walk-ins. Or when it comes to restaurants, you'll only be able to seat a few people. Have no more than 10 people in a area. Then, before anybody else goes out there and gets on camera or gets behind a mic and says, this is the new norm, you better stop and, you know, really think that through. Because what you're telling us is all this social distancing stuff we have to do and wearing masks and not being able to sit next to people at a movie theater or not being able to go to a show or having all this distance basically means that most companies are going to go under. We talked about in the beginning of the show, people are saying to heck with it or screw it. You know, and again, I had to filter that very, very carefully. You're kind of messing here with the economy. And mind you, I don't like the coronavirus. I'm scared of the coronavirus. I'm also scared of tuberculosis. I'm scared of hepatitis. I'm scared of pneumonia. I'm scared of car accidents. I'm scared of, there's a lot of things out there that kill. Look, I'm a doctor. Okay, I've seen a lot of things that kill. I'm scared of drownings. Drownings scare me. We have more pediatric deaths with drowning than we do with coronavirus. Are we going to stop everybody from swimming? Okay, I mean, you know, we really need to think this through. Before I hear one more person say the new norm, all right, I want you to just take a deep breath and go, really? Now, I think what everybody is hoping, and I think we're being naive, is that we're going to try this new norm, and we're going to be like, okay, you know what? I'll sit, you know, 6 feet apart from that guy in the movie theater. Or I'll, you know, make my reservation at a restaurant for 4 weeks from now. And they're thinking that once the virus goes away, we'll be able to get, you know, stop all this whole social distancing and go back to normal. No. Because by the time we start to evolve and we start to transition and get that bit of comfort, we got another election coming up. And I wouldn't be surprised. Some people are going to say, sorry, flu is deadly. We can't have people around each other during flu season. Okay, elections have been going on during flu season since we could remember. If you want, then why don't we move election day to August? Why don't we do that? Okay, I'm not going to be putting up with this bull crap this next fall. Everyone said, oh, but coronavirus is coming back. Coronavirus is coming back. Somebody said coronavirus is going to be with us for 2 years. Then last week we heard that we're not going to have a vaccine until 2036. I don't know whose rectum that got pulled out of. We're being told we're supposed to get a vaccine soon. We're hearing that there's human trials. And then somebody said, no, it's really going to take until 2036. So I kind of want everybody to shut the hell up temporarily. Honestly, if I had to choose, I'd be like, you know what, everybody just shut the hell up unless you know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, that's where I stand. If you want to know where my platform is, just everybody shut the hell up until we figure out who died from what, how many people died that were tested from coronavirus, how many were presumed, how many were, until I see the spreadsheet. I want to see the spreadsheet. Give me a spreadsheet of who died, how they died, but I want to hear from you guys, and we'll read your comments. Keep them coming, keep them coming. Do you think that this, you know, all right, sorry, everybody has to be on that X 6 feet from somebody else, which, by the way, isn't still even protective. Okay, 6 feet is nothing when you're standing outside and there's wind and droplets and things like that. Do you think this is the new norm? I mean, are we not going to have NFL football games? Or are they only going to be online? Are we not going to have Disneyland again? Now, mind you, Disneyland, Disney World, they're going to try to do 50% capacity. They're going to try to social distance lines. I don't know how the heck they're going to do it. I got to tell you something. If Disneyland figures this out, if Disneyland Company and Disney World figure out how to do this, we might be saved. I'm putting my money on Disneyland. I'm not buying stock, but I mean, if Disneyland can do this and figure out how to put thousands upon thousands of people who are usually in hour-long lines, right, and figure this out, we might have something. But until I see something like that, I'm just seeing restaurants and salons and dentists and doctors just get picked off. We talked about, is your dentist or doctor coming back? If they have to work within these confines and spend all this extra money and take less people, they were already, you know, taking losses. You need volume. Most of these companies need volume. All right? Without volume, this won't work. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial.
That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.